Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith.
And I'm Richard Bacon. And here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes.
Coming up, the secret to permanent weight loss. Also, a shocking warning about hair products for black women. And this paddleboarder is no match for a playful dolphin.
But first, a shocking number of Americans get recall notices for their cars and ignore them. The vehicle history site Carfax says that in New Jersey alone, 1 in 5 cars has an open safety recall. That's about 1.4 million vehicles. The problem isn't limited to the Garden State. Nationwide, there are about 57 million vehicles under recall. A car could change hands several times, making the current owner harder to track down. It's been 10 years since the 39 million vehicles were recalled for having Takata airbags that could explode in a collision and send shards of metal into the cabin. Yet Honda says there are still 60,000 of its cars on the road with what experts call a ticking time bomb sitting about a foot in front of the driver's chests. Dealers are required to perform repairs to address safety recalls free of charge. To check whether your vehicle is under recall, go to the NHTSA website listed below. All right, let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with your friend and mine, Nicole Pedalides. Nicole, you are talking about the coming together of two telecommunications giants.
That's right, Richard. Merger mania on Wall Street. T-Mobile striking a deal to acquire Sprint for $26 billion. It's an all-stock deal. The merger is expected to face major regulatory challenges in Washington. The world's biggest oil company, Saudi Aramco, appointing a woman to its board for the first time ever. This is a major milestone for Saudi Arabia and the oil industry. It was a super weekend for the superheroes at the box office. Avengers Infinity War battling its way to the number one spot, making an estimated $630 million in opening weekend.
And Nicole, this has got to be huge for Disney, right?
It sure is. Infinity War unseats Star Wars The Force Awakens from its number one spot within the U.S. box office, with Star Wars The Last Jedi sitting in the third spot. The top three opening weekends of all time in the U.S. belong to Disney movies.
And that really is pretty remarkable. Nicole, in New York, thank you.
Juror Harrison Snyder says he felt confident convicting Bill Cosby on 3 counts of sexual assault. And it was the iconic actor's own words that did him in. Snyder said, "I think it was his deposition, really. Mr. Cosby admitted to giving these quaaludes to women, young women, in order to have sex with them." And the Seattle Seahawks drafted Shaquem Griffin in the 5th round, calling to tell him he would be reuniting with his twin brother, Shaquille, who joined the team last year. Shaquem had his left hand amputated when he was 4, making him the NFL's first ever one-handed linebacker. And finally, just watch as this innocent paddleboarder gets in the way of some playful dolphins. The paddleboarder wasn't hurt, and it sure made for a great viral video. Now let's go to Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, I hear there's a certain season that stresses people out.
Hey there, that's right, Kristen. It's summertime, and the living is stressful. A new study shows the summer season stresses people out more than winter. Researchers looked at levels of what's known as the stress hormone, cortisol. Study subjects tended to have higher cortisol levels during the summer. The National Institutes of Health spending more than $150,000 $1 million for a study that looks into adding warning labels to soda. The research is aimed to see whether the warning labels can push consumers towards healthier dietary choices. Adolescent and adult obesity is higher than it's ever been in the United States, and that's leading to other problems like diabetes and cardiovascular disease. Well, spending some time helping others could improve your health. A recent study by United Healthcare and Volunteer Match found that 75% of people who volunteered say they felt physically healthier. You could see these results in as little as 2.5 hours. Researchers say volunteering forces people to focus on something other than their own problems. Not such a bad idea. And that's what you need to know. Kristen, let's go back to you now.
Well, I hope that encourages everyone to go volunteer. Thanks, Danielle. Scientists from Rutgers University have linked a high-fiber diet to improved blood sugar control and weight loss. We have registered dietitian and creator of the F Factor, Tanya Zuckerbrot, with us today to further talk about how important fiber is. Tanya, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So you say the F Factor diet is the secret to permanent weight loss. Do tell.
So the F Factor diet is the most liberating and based on the most disrupting principles when it comes to weight loss because it's not prohibitive. Fiber helps you to lose weight because it revs up your metabolism. Fiber keeps you feeling full for hours even though it has zero calories. And lastly, fiber binds with fat and calories and it pulls them out of your body. On the F Factor diet, on average, people lose 15 pounds in the first month alone.
Anyone can get behind a diet that involves adding food as opposed to taking everything away.
The F Factor creates a caloric deficit through addition. Not only can you dine out, you can drink alcohol from day one, you can eat high fiber carbs from day one, and we even have a chapter called F the Gym that talks about how you can work out less and lose weight.
Okay, so are we talking lots of prunes every day? I mean, how do we put this
into
practice?
Fiber definitely needs to get a publicist. It's found in foods like raspberries. 1 cup is 8 grams of fiber. It's found in broccoli, asparagus. It's found in whole grains and whole wheat bread and cereals. You probably have plenty of high-fiber foods in your fridge right now that you don't even realize. And that's what's so great about fiber, some fancy, expensive ingredient.
Well, Tanya, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And you guys got to pick up this book, The F Factor Diet. It's now on the top seller list, and you get it at your local bookstore and online. Well, a new report published in the Journal of Environmental Research uncovered some truly shocking and disturbing information on hair products for Black women. Scientists at the Silent Springs Institute found that nearly 80% of hair products for Black women contain chemicals linked to infertility, cancer, and obesity. Elevated exposure to these chemicals are thought to contribute to health disparities between white and Black women in the United States. The study's lead author said, "This study is a first step toward uncovering what harmful substances are in products frequently used by Black women, so we can better understand what's driving some of the health issues they're facing." 18 products were analyzed, like leave-in conditioners, hot oil treatments, and anti-frizz polishes. But the worst offenders were root stimulators, relaxers, and hair lotions. According to the study, 84% of chemicals detected were not listed on the product label. For now, the scientists advise using paraben-free products and going plant-based and organic whenever possible.
A couple who survived the Las Vegas shooting are now engaged and planning to get married this summer. Mackenzie Lane and her boyfriend Brandon Helmick were at the music festival in October when shots rang out. Lane says her boyfriend immediately jumped on top of her and used his body as a human shield to protect her from the hail of gunfire. As they were escaping, she was shot in the ankle and he carried her to safety. She's since made a full recovery and said yes when he got down on one knee and popped the question on a California beach. Lane says having each other made the healing process much easier, and there's nothing more reassuring than knowing someone is willing to risk their life to keep you safe. The wedding date is August 3rd.
Good for them. Mm.
A new scam on Facebook uses fake accounts posing as real executives from the company. The New York Times found hundreds of accounts posing as Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg or COO Sheryl Sandberg. Victims get messages saying they've won a lottery. They're told they have to pay a fee to claim their prize. In the report I read, it's quite a sad story of a retired forklift driver, 67-year-old man, who got very excited, as you might do, when he got an email from Mark Zuckerberg. This is fake Mark Zuckerberg talking. "To redeem the money, you have to give me $200 of an iTunes gift card And the guy kept sending more and more money until he'd send $1,310.
That's so sad.
It is sad, exactly what I think.
You know, they have your full name, address, phone number, and oftentimes they say that they're connected to another credible organization like FedEx, going to deliver the money or something like that. Yeah, yeah. It looks trustworthy unless you know what you're looking for.
I mean, these people behind these scams, they come up with very elaborate ways to get money out of poor people. And I think they have some base skills, right, to actually write the code that pulls this off. I just think put that skill to good use.
That would be nice.
Yeah, instead of getting money out of retired forklift drivers.
For sure. All right, one man in England decided that he didn't want to wait any longer for self-driving cars. So what did he do? He turned on his Tesla's autopilot feature and moved over to the passenger seat in his car. Witnesses caught him on camera and reported him to police. He's now banned from driving for 18 months.
Nothing happened, right?
There's no nothing crash. Nothing happened. And this quote I find rather funny. It says, he knew his actions were silly, but that the Tesla was capable of something amazing.
Yeah.
He had a lot of faith in his Tesla.
But then Tesla put out a statement saying the idea of autopilot is that it's there to assist a, quote, fully alert driver.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
That's the point.
Exactly.
It's an assist.
Yeah.
Self-driving is slightly different to this. This is autopilot.
Right.
But that's the point. It isn't self-driving.
His car was because he moved over to the passenger seat, which is not recommended ever.
Yes, he gave the car no choice but to drive itself.
Exactly.
The footage is remarkable. This guy is from my home city of Nottingham.
Okay, so you know this guy?
I think I actually might know him, yeah. I do know a lot of the people who end up in court in Nottingham. And sadly, that is the only time that my home city ends up in the news.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
In today's hometown stories from Fox 4 Dallas, 19 third graders and 19 senior citizens have paired up for the Dear Pen Pal program. It all started last summer when 9-year-old Katie Mallard was at camp and received letters from her family but couldn't read them because they were written in cursive. So Katie's dad, who happens to be the CEO of a senior living community, thought his clients could be the perfect teachers. Now cursive letters have become a fun, interactive activity, inspiring learning and friendship. Our next story from Fox 29 Philadelphia. The in-home care company My Independence at Home knows exactly what their clients need. Owner Lisa Robinson suffered a stroke in her 30s and spent her recovery at a rehab facility. She received great care, but wished she could have done it in the comfort of her own home. That's when she came up with the idea for her business. Now, 4 years later, the Small Business Association just selected My Independence at Home as the best minority-owned company in Philadelphia. Our final story from Fox 9 Minneapolis. Officer Michael Dahl was working security for an event, but he ended up working the dance floor. Noticing a group of kids looking shy in the corner, he realized what he needed to do to serve his community.
Kind of needed maybe a little motivation. So that's kind of why when I got out there, started dancing with them, and then they just lit up.
When the officer do it, made us like not shy anymore.
And from the looks of it, it was a night no one will ever forget. Hospitals may soon have to post their standard pricing for patients online. It's part of a proposal by the federal government to give patients more information about the cost of health care. So the goal here is to go all electronically. So sometimes you can log into a portal and find all the information, but now, you know, all the prices, everything would be posted right there so you know exactly how much everything is.
Yeah, with giving people more information.
Right.
And the patient records will be more easily available as well online. They say it doesn't directly affect the cost of healthcare, but when patients have more decisions and they can compare prices, that will ultimately impact costs and, well, pricing, and will probably bring things down.
Yeah, which would be great. Yeah. I think if there's any, you know, criticism behind it, you could say that it's standard pricing. So it doesn't, you know, take into account different variables like emergency situations or, you know, insurance negotiations and things like that. So, but we'll see what happens as this change goes forward.
Healthcare in this country is so complicated. New research shows it's good to take time off from social media, but only for a certain period of time. The study said people who gave up Facebook had lower stress levels, but then started feeling cut off from friends after about 5 days. Yes. And those stress levels actually went up. Which is quite an interesting bit of research in the sense that you would assume that if you gave up Facebook altogether, it would generally, on average, bring down stress levels. Mm-hmm. But the reality is more nuanced and interesting than that. So many things are when you look up close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stress goes back up.
Yeah, and I think it makes sense because so many studies have been done about social interaction and how it's good for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, things like that. So maybe you just need a little break, or as you would say, a holiday from Facebook, and then get right back on just to stay, you know, generally stressful.
No, I've talked about this before, but a couple of people I know, when they go on actual holidays, vacations, they'll put their phone in a safe just to have no electronics. And they say anecdotally, they feel so much better.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, so much better.
Unplug. Unplug is really good. It feels great.
But if Facebook is the predominant way you contact friends and family, it makes sense that after 5 days, you're going to feel a certain stress.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So it makes sense.
Okay. Well, the royal wedding is just a few weeks away, and one of the people going, Priyanka Chopra, one of Meghan Markle's close friends. On a recent TV appearance, she was asked what wedding present she's getting for the royal couple, and she said she's been struggling with this. I mean, what do you give a princess? That's what she said. Gosh, that would be a tough situation to be in, because what do you get for, it's kind of like one of those, what do you get for the person who has everything?
Well, coincidentally, I actually bought a wedding gift for a princess who's a member of the British royal family getting married.
You did?
Yeah.
What did you get? Give her some ideas.
Princess Eugenie. I got her 6 great tequila glasses.
Really?
No, I mean, serious. That is like 6 great tequila glasses.
And I think she will love them.
There you go.
There's
your idea.
You
didn't expect me to have an exact answer to the question.
I know. So there's that. And then I also have an idea.
Yeah. 6 more. Never have too many.
Donate to a charity in their name. That's always good.
Yeah.
You could personalize something, anything.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. They're all great ideas. I just want to add this note. If I now don't get an invite to that royal wedding, I want all 6 of them back.
It was the hottest ticket in New York City when it opened. And now the hit musical Hamilton is touring the country. Coco Dominguez from Fox 26 in Houston is here to tell us if the show is worth all the hype. So, Coco, what'd you think?
Thanks, Kristen. Yes, I literally just walked out of the most amazing musical I have ever seen. I'm here at the Hobby Center in front of Hamilton, where hundreds of people just came out in awe. This is a musical written by Lin-Manuel Miranda and told in a rap music version. So they used all of these lyrics and rap music to tell the story of one of America's founding fathers. And this was actually one of the hottest tickets to get. People waited for years. I've talked to some people that waited 2 years to see this musical that was started in 2015 on Broadway, and now it's traveling the country. This Hamilton musical has received a record 16 Tony Award nominations. So if musicals aren't usually your thing, I promise you, you definitely want to check this out. And it's going through 2019. So definitely check your local listings and see how you can get in. And they're even doing lotteries throughout different cities where you may be able to snag tickets for just $10. Back to you, Kristen.
Well, it seems like Hamilton was worth the wait. Thanks, Coco. To celebrate its 125th anniversary, the Fairmont Le Chateau Frontenac in Quebec City is upgrading their 8 executive suites to be named after famous faces that have stayed in the hotel. Some of the rooms featured are named after people like Alfred Hitchcock, Queen Elizabeth II, Franklin D. Roosevelt, Winston Churchill, and Celine Dion. The Celine Dion suite is of particular importance because that hotel is where she got her big break in the American music scene. Her manager and late husband, Rene Angelou, organized a private performance in the hotel's ballroom for 2 Sony music execs. And just days later, she was in New York City signing a $10 million recording contract. Also worth noting, the Frontenac is recognized as the most photographed hotel in the world.
1 in 4 Americans say they haven't read even part of a book in the last year. And that includes the traditional hardcover, e-books, and audiobooks.
But science has proven reading is beneficial in many, many ways. Reading books increases your vocabulary because we continue to learn language skills even into adulthood. And how about less stress? Studies suggest reading for just 6 minutes was proven to reduce stress levels by 68%. Another study actually showed heightened connectivity in the brain in the days following the completion of a book. So maybe the next time you want to reach for your cell phone to check social media, you could pick up a book instead.
Great recommendation. Welcome back. We learned as kids that Earth has 7 continents, but in the future, that may no longer be the case. Cody Goff, host of the Curiosity podcast, joins us from his studio to tell us more. Hi, Cody. I hear big changes may be coming to Africa.
That's right, Kristen. Africa is on track to split into 2 continents. In the last month or so, you might have seen photos of a huge crack cutting straight into Kenya, splitting the Nairobi and Iraq Highway. The crack was 50 feet deep and more than 50 feet wide. Scientists have known for quite a while that Africa is splitting thanks to tectonic plates. Those plates make up the Earth's crust and upper mantle, and they slowly glide around. Sometimes they bump into each other, other times they stretch apart until they tear. That's what we're seeing here. But don't buy a new map yet. The plates are only moving a few millimeters per year, so it'll take about 50 million more years for the continent to fully break off. Kristen?
Okay, I guess I'll need to visit then within the next 50 million years or so. Thanks, Cody. You can check out more on curiosity.com.
And that is it for today's show. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. A new way to detect breast cancer could be less invasive and more accurate. Plus, the reason experts say not to wash dishes with a kitchen sponge, and one NFL player gives back using money from sales of his jersey. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story.
You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top30TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.